to finish one thing from last week. The last thing that the Ram says in terms of what the Tafkidim, or as we discussed what it is exactly, of Mikdash, Ubo Yehye HaKibbutz B'Moadim. So the question is, what does the Rambam want with kibbutz? Kibbutz sounds like a conglomerate. There were a lot of people. So my Rebbe used to say that besides, he didn't say it in this Rambam, but I assume he could have said it in this Rambam, besides is a kiyum, an individual kiyum of Aliyah Rego, there's a kiyum of the community, of the tzibur, b'voy kol Yisrael. That's the pasuk in b'voy kol Yisrael leiros es pnei Hashem elokech v'mokam ashivcha. So that, you know, is going on hakel. The question maybe means in general there's an issue of tzibur in Ali Lerego, and the emissus Rambam in the Vuchim does point in that direction. Because the Rambam Chilek Gimel Perek Mem Vov says the following: V'tam Toeles Hachag Hu Yadua. What's it explained for? L'ma Shiagia Li'odem Min HaKibbutz Haru. That is the Toeles of the Chag. HaMischadesh HaTera Ba'Afolos Haru. Whatever that means. It's very strange that you have to see the Arabic problem. The Hishaev, somehow there's a schachus of, I guess, man's commitment to Torah, whatever that means. The Hishaev b'nei Odom, for chevo k'sosom, it brings out the community feeling, man's interaction, connection with his fellow man. And that's part of what Aliyah Lerego is all about. That's what the Chag is all about. V'ishayim b'nei Odom v'chevro k'sosam el k'sosam v'kol shekein v'mitzas hakel asher taima mufurish l'man yishmu v'yiro v'yiro. So it's a kol shekein, but basically my Rebbe's quotation of the pasuk of hakel according to Rambam and the Vuchim is correct. It's a kol shekein. Koshke means you don't say an apple is more than an orange. It's the same thing, but one's more. But it's the same line. Okay. Now, what I want to do over here is I want to turn the world upside down. Okay? Now, if you recall, the Arabic translation of the more exact Arabic translation of what the Rambam calls the purpose, or we discussed what he actually means purpose, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he calls it Beis Miyuad. And it's a multifaceted place. And the way Kapach really defines it, if you recall, the way he wants to use, he defines the word. Wait, just 1 second here. Based in Arabic, it's based mixod shehe hu hamatora umerkas kivun hamachshava shaklal ha'om bevchinus mechlal deboy drisha. It said everyone, that's where it's at. That's where everyone's mindset is the mikdash, which is a very different translation. Or very different in Arabic play, the way he does it in Mitzvachot, where he says it's basically Beis Avoda. Okay? And in fact, if you recall, the first tafkid in when he talks of Mitzvachot, when he talks about Beis Avoda, he says, Uboti Akrova, Uboti Avos Eish Tomid, which basically is Avoda. And that certainly is the Rambam's approach in Mishneh Torah, because Hilchos Beis HaBechira begins Sefer Avodah. However, in Sherish Yud Beis, I'm a little bit nervous about it, especially since the first Tafkid, before he mentions Hakrovo, who says Uboti Apnia, he says Beis Miksov, which is, means the Beis HaMiyuot, Uboti Apnia, Uboti Hakrovo. So there's something more going on over here in Sherish Yudbeis, and he seems to be veering away from it as he moves to Sefer HaMitzvos and certainly Mishneh Torah. So what I'd like to say is, lulei the mistafino, that the Rambam's approach, at least over here at Sherish Yudbeis, and the Ramban in his Asogas to Mitzvah Lamed, Mitzvah Tzei Lamed Gimel, is just the opposite of what the world knows, the Ram Shita, and the world knows the Ram Shita from Sefer, from Mishneh Torah, and from the Ramban al Torah. And I'll show it to you, and it's amazing, I think. The Ramban al Torah is very clear. It's in Shmos, Perich of Hei Posig Beis. I'm reading you a little bit. He's talking about that there is a divus ponim alponim. V'nehem kedoshim ruim shiyeh bohem mikdosh lahashreis shchinosei beinayim. The mikdosh is that the shchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be there. U'lechein tzivot chilo al dvar mishkan shehelei bayis b'seichom mekudosh l'shmo. It's the place where the Rebbeinu Lishlam speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and through Moshe Rabbeinu to Bnei Yisrael. V'hine, ike hachefetz b'mishkan hu mokom menuchas hashchina. Mishkan is mokom menuchas hashchina. Shehu ha'oron. The oron, it's just very strange to see about this. The Ramban says, the mainstay of the chepsa for Mishkan, for Mikdash is Olin. Kmo she'omar v'no'ati l'cho shom v'dibarti t'chom ha'akapos. Al kein hikdim ho'olin v'akapos b'kan ki hu ha'mukdam b'mayla. Therefore, v'somuch l'olin ha'shulchom v'amenoi roshen keil kamo. Therefore, the Rambam, when the Torah says that Yosli Mikdosh, the first Keli which is mentioned is Orin, because that is Otot Techefza for Mikdosh and Mishkan. That's the Ramban on the Torah. And the Rambam, Lechera, quoting Beis HaMikdosh both in Sefer Mitzvah and Mitzvah Chof, and in the beginning of Sefer Avodah, as Beis HaMukhan Hashem LaAvodah, L'cheira, it's a Mokom Avodah. So according to the Ramban, the Ikar Tafkid is Mokom HaShechina, and the Kesher of the Shechina Tznes Knesset Yisrael, and according to the Rambam, it's a Mokom Avodah. But L'cheira here, it's Menachos Bo. Because the Ramban, in his Asogus, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, are very close to what the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam over here is very close to the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, how do you define this mitzvah kolelet and eichus hamaisa? What do you do? After immediately says, what does he say? He says, yiduach, he starts, yiduach yesh, שהורינו לעשה איזה מייסה מסוים, ואף כך איסך הקוסם וביר איכס המייסה. ומפורש את השם שאיז גבירה ממה הוא קורא. It's immediately after the mitzvah kolelis, which is also the mikdosh, then there's a biir איכס המייסה, okay? Which is the various chalokim of the mitzvah. What in the Torah is immediately after the mitzvah of the also the mikdosh? It's Orin. So you would have assumed that the Rambam is defining things over here in the Beit HaMiyuot especially, or both Tiapnia, that the Oron is the mainstay of the Mikdash, even though he's veering away from this, both in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishneh Torah. But he doesn't say what it is. He's very, you know, he's very fuzzy-wuzzy. He doesn't commit himself to anything. But he does say that the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMiyuot, which is called, it's Elof Tidroshu, and the main tafkid of the Mikdash is Ubotia Priya. And he says, what is the Sheirish? What is this example of Mikdash? Immediately after the Tzivui, you find the Chalakim. And what's there? That's Olim. That's what he says. We also do Mikdash Shekhanti B'Sok and call Hashem Ani Ma'ol Yischo Eis Tavlis HaMishkan Eis Tavlis Kokei L'Chein Tassu. We also Aron Atei Shitin. So that's it. So therefore it could be that the Rambam is very careful only over here in the Shroshim he calls the mitzvah of Mikdash Beis Miyuot. And he's putting it together. The whole discussion over here might only be in Sheresh Yudeis. That's a very strange thing. But Mishneh Torah is very clear, as I pointed out, that the mitzvah of Mikdash is a Beit Avodah. Therefore, it's in the beginning of Sefer Avodah. And the Ikar Tafkid of Mikdash is Akrova. And there's no mention in Mishneh Torah of the Elof Tiapnir. Not at all any place in where he talks in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira where the Tafkid of Mikdash is. And therefore, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he calls it also, he's not like the way he is in the Shoshim. And the first tafkid is Beis Avodah, and the second thing, Uboti Akrova, Uboti Avodah Eish Tomid. Then he mentions, Ki'ilu, there also is an Inyan of Elav Apnia, and he falls off this completely in Mishneh Torah. Okay, now. Now, this, however, then we'll talk about this a little bit more barichus. My Rebbe was medayik in Rambam that in Mitzvah Chof, he really was medayik in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Aleph, which was based on Bechira, I think Halacha Hey, but it's also in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Chof, that when he talks about the Ram Shiti is that the Klei HaMikdash a part of the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdash. That's the Chalokim. But the Rambam does not mention Olim. Hain as the Kedem as Shulchan, Meneira. Zvach HaPnimi, Zvach HaChitzoin, Kiyo Kanoi, and in fact in the Ksav Yad, in the way it is in Frankel now, the original Ksav Yad, but he wasn't like that in the first. Shiva Kalim, Yesh B'mei Shiva Kalim. And those are the Shiva Kalim. And he says very clearly, if you look at Mitzvah Chof, he says, Hinei nisboya lecho, shebinyi beit bechir mitzvah b'fnei asmoi, v'abiyano sha'klolois hazeis, klolois protim, u'sha'minoiro v'ashurchan v'amizbeich v'zuloson, Kulam mechelke amikdash. So you don't know what the zulosim are. You're not sure. It could be kiyon kanoi. It could be the same as Mishneh Torah. We don't know. Vakol nikla mikdash. Kfar nisyachi tzivui lekol chelik vechelik. Okay. Now, here, he's still fuzzy-wuzzy about it. But in Mishneh Torah, he says very clearly, Shiva Kalim. And he mentions what they are. And he says they are all called here nikla vakol Nikra Mikdash. It means the Kalim are part of the Mikdash. And why are they part of the Mikdash? The Mikdash is the Beis Avodah, and these Kalim are necessary for the Avodah. However, the Ramban will see in Mitzvah Lama Gimel does not go like this at all. So the interesting thing is, okay, that again, the Rambam is clear of his opinion that the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Avod, they're both in Mishneh Torah certainly, in Sefer HaMitzvahs almost very clear, in Shurish Yudbeis not clear at all, okay, and the Ramban in Chumash is very clear that the Mishkan is a Mokom HaShechina. However, it's very clear also, you'll see in Mitzvah Lama Gimel, in Mitzvah Seh Lama Gimel, the Tafkid of the Osli Mikdash is a Mokom Avodah. We'll see about this in Mitzvah Shem. And I see it's all according to the Ramban, which in Chumash is the Chetz of Mikdash, is a separate Mitzvah Minyan Mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the Mitzvah of the Osli Mikdash. That's the way he does in Mitzvah Lama Gimel. And we'll see about that. That's what he says, V'atim tovim kol ma shechazavnu b'din mitzvah say tireh shalachim b'cheshbon sh'arav kulam etzem v'sheish yobob mokoimam sheish b'shkolam sh'arav v'seyem nozir v'asiyat al v'kaporis. It's a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvah. Separate from Yosalim mitzvah. Now, let's now go over this discussion over here that Rambam has. V'afkach bo l'taye chaloka v'ech yeyotsu, hine en loy limnois kol ma sh'omo v'yasisa mitzvah v'fnei atzmo, that the klei ha-mikdosh l'chayu ha-chilek of the mitzvah b'nyin ha-mikdosh, and the Rambam b'nyin ha-mitzvah also, in Chof, we pointed out, that the shulchan, the menorah of the mizbech, was the last and kulam echalek ha-mikdosh, V'akol nikra mikdash. Very clear. V'akol nikra mikdash. That's Kapov's translation, but it's pretty close to the translation we have also. And it's based on Bechira. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei and Vav. V'eilu hein advorim she'en ikra b'binyan abayis. Oysen by Kodesh, v'Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'ilifnei HaKodesh mokrim echot. V'u'a nikra ulam. U'shlosh nikram heichal. V'yaisim mechitz acheret sov leheichol, v'chokim eru kein kal yachotzer, shehoi v'mid, v'chol amukov mechitz zu, shu kein chotz chatzar ol ilmoi, hu anik la'azoro. V'akol niko mikdosh, v'yaisim b'mikdosh, shivo kelim. That's the Gerson L'Ksav Yad. Mizbeach le'oilo, u'lishar ha'krovis, v'kevesh, she'oilim boi, le'mizbeach, u'mekrim lefnei ulam, Moshuch Ledovon, Vikio Vachanoi, Lekadish Imenu, Hakohanim, Yidei Vragleim Lavrida, Omakoyim Beinun Mizbeach, Moshuch Ledovon, Shul Smol Anichnas, Vemitash, Omizbeach, Vekteres, Omeneiro, Veshulchon, Ushloshim Besech HaKodesh, Lefnei Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's no mention in all of them. And he's very clear about it, that it's seven. And that's the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Avoda, that it's a Mokom Avodah, and the Olin has nothing to do with Avodah. Now, I just want to say something.
The fact that it's part of the Avodah Siyam Gipurim and Payom
Davishal Tzibur. What's that?
Doesn't that make
you talking about Mizbech HaPnimi, the Olin?
I'm talking about the Olin.
It's not the Chesed of the Olin. It's the Mokom HaKudish of the Olin. It's Mokum HaKudish, it's Momenachis, that even though if you don't have the Olin there, you still do it also.
All right, but by Hashem.
That's what it is, it's Mokum HaKudish. What they did in Noi V'Givov, Vesechnet, okay? Okay? That's Vesechnet. Okay, the Seder. Now, when the Rambam in Shurish Atziri mentions the issue of Achzomois, of Lechem Aponim, he talks about the Asir of the Lechem Aponim as Achzomo, as not part of the Mitzvah. Okay? But he doesn't talk about the Shulchan. Okay. When he talks about Hadlokas HaMeneva and the making of the Shemen as a Hagadomo, but he doesn't talk about the making of the Meneva. Because the making of the Meneva and the making of the Shulchan, according to the Rambam, is part of Mitzvah Chav, is a chelik of the Mitzvah Mikdash. And the same thing with the Echapim, all of them. Now, we're going to see, as time goes on, what the Ramban's opinion is. Okay? But whatever it is, you can understand, according to Rambam, once you're prepared to say that the Klei HaMikdosh, these Zayin Kelim, are part of the Guf and the Tzura of Mikdosh itself, then you could imagine that the mitzvah of Asiyas Tavnis is a mitzvah from Yirah HaMikdosh, of Yirah HaMikdosh, and includes the Kelim also. But if you're going to say they're not part of the mitzvah of Mikdosh, it just came says Mishamshe before the Moed and the whole thing of Avodah Zarah, but you can't use the Rambam's approach that the Rambam puts it in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBechira Mitzvah Saseh Liyor Min HaMikdash Shneim HaMikdash Yitiro V'yosolim Shaseh Beis Tavnis Eichel Asad V'Tadus Ulam Chotze K'neged HaZorah Shuchon B'tzua Shulchan U'Menorah B'tzua Es Menorah. That's part of Yiras HaMikdash. Because the Menorah and the Shulchan are part of Mikdash according to Rambam. It's only the Rambam that could have done it. It's not only, you see, everyone just points out that the Rambam does it different than the other Rishonim. M'shamashim L'forach L'ofonah, but I'm just pointing out the opposite. It's only the Rambam, the Shitasei, that he could have done what he did. Because it's only because these kelim are part of Tzuvah HaMikdash that you can say it goes to the Yiras HaMikdash.
What does it mean? I don't really think going to the Yiras HaMikdash.
That it's a problem. A person, the Yiras HaMikdash, is not only, that's what I pointed out in one of the shurim, a few shurim ago, that the Yiras HaMikdash is not only the Shechina, but of the Guf HaBayis. And that's what the Ram has two different things. It's only Ribui that it's Shechina. But that's only a pure Shabakubo. But the Guf HaMitzvah in Teresh HaBikstav is the Guf HaBayis. And the Guf HaBayis, according to the Rambam, is not only the walls of the Mikdash, okay, but the Kelim also. And the Yiras HaMikdash enjoins us from making a prototype of the Mikdash. And a prototype is not only the tzu of the Mikdash itself, but also the Kalim, which are called Nikol Mikdash. That's the Rambam's Machadish. But it only could be because of the Rambam Shita that these Kalim are part of Gufa Mikdash. If they're not part of Gufa Mikdash, there's no problem Yiras Mikdash in the making of them. Okay? Now, what I want to do is take it a step further and show you how the Ramban turns the world upside down in his own point of view. The Ramban, in his Asoga, Tim Mitzvah Saseh, Lama Gimel, says the following. Ulchein lo nimna anachnu, asiyas ha-shulchan va-menoiro, va-mitzveach mitzvah tne'at, mitzvah. He says, why don't we have the asiyas ha-shulchan va-menoiro, mitzveach mitzvah? Okay. מפני שנצטרבינו לוסום לחם לפני השם תומד. That the mitzvah for Shulchan has to do with the mitzvah lechem upon it. It's not mikdash. He turns the world upside down. The kelim are not part of mikdash. ותציבו עיתונו בהך שעבוד הזה שהיא לוסום עיתוי בשולחן מתויר Cain or love being in Cain. V'tzivoni is Barak. What about Menorah? Is Menorah Mikdash? No, Menorah is not Mikdash. V'tzivoni is Barak. Balokas Hanei Alfonov. V'seidah Lonu Shetiye Alok. V'silat Shalok Azu Benoit Zov. Mishkolah V'nyon ha-keim v'cheim. V'nyon tashbishe kedusha. It's part of the mitzvah from Hadlaka. V'leichuch she-be'enat she-kosev v'y-hagav she-heim chelik me-chelki ha-mikdash. Here, his hasoga and Sherishin Beis is over here. So the Ram held the best example of the mitzvah, which a mitzvah kolelis, and you have a Be'er Echos HaMaitse afterwards, of Kleya Mikdash, is the Ramban says it's not true. But the Ramban doesn't say it in Sherishin Beis, the Ramban says it in the Hasogis to Mitzvah Lamagim. L'fi she'ein, then he says a very strange thing, l'fi she'ein ha-kelim chelik min ha-bayis, she'ein ha-kelim chelik min ha-bayis, Abu Hem Shtayim Mitzvahs. Ve'enon ma'ak v'zu v'zu. And then, I'm not going to talk, we'll come back to this later. But this he just throws in like, you know, you think you know something. U'makrivim v'bayis, afa pi she'ein bo kelim elu. U'makrivim v'bayis, afa pi she'ein bo kelim elu. Which, you know.
You just come in and fuge the Rama.
Okay, we'll see. What is it?
I was thinking, Ram holds that, but you don't have, a shulchan, right? So you can't be makriv on the mizbeach, because it's called in the asuli mikdash.
Wait a second. We pass the makriv makrishim bayis.
That's a different din, but that's not...
Okay, good. So, but he's saying, but what's going on? What is he?
You don't have a shulchan, because it'll be makriv out to mikdash, not out.
Okay, so we'll just see. Let's just see what we have. Makriv bayis, I'll appreciate any black kalim. We'll see what we'll say. It's very strange, because it sounds like the Lashon Makim Mavashim Bayis, but it doesn't mean it at all.
But the list here in the Kalim he's saying is he left that Aron. No, it could be that Aron.
He will sickle, but he will, if you're patient with yourself, or you happen to open up the Ramban in Mitzvah Lamagim, he will mention the name of Foolish, that Aron is a separate mitzvah from the United Mitzvahs.
So that could be... It's seven mitzvah kodim.
Okay, but just do me a favor. Before you say spoilers about something, read what he says and then we'll discuss. Okay. Okay? Now, he talks about Shulchan and Mizbeach and Menorah, the Hechsha mitzvah, but we'll see, I don't think he's referring to Cherish Yud as Hakdomas. Okay? Because you see, I just want to read another line, and then we'll go further. V'hine mikomokei hi mitzvah miyuchedet b'fnei atzmo. Eina hechshe mitzvah cheret ki menoiro v'hamizbeichos v'ashulchon. So then it means Mizbecha is also only a Heksha Avodah. And also not part of the Asli Mikdash. So this has gone further, okay? And he says Mizbechos. So he's referring not only to Mizbech Hapnimi, but also Mizbech Achitzain. So it means Mizbech Hapnimi is Heksha Vakhtarit, or whatever the Avodah Shem HaKippurim. And Mizbech HaChitzen is a Hekshef HaKrova. But we'll see what he means Hekshef. He doesn't mean Hekshef in the real sense of the word, because in Mitzvah Lamagimel, the beginning is like this. Kosev HaRav V'amitzvah Shloshim V'sholosh Shenitzavu HaKohanim Ruboish Begodim L'Gdula V'Chovoy V'Oz Yavdu B'Mikdosh V'Om Yitala V'Yosisa Bigdei Kodesh. Okay? The Rambam says this type of mitzvah from Begodim. And he says it's a chelik for the mitzvah's avoid im ovar behem. V'chein hoi limnois bigde klein godol mitzvo bigde klein hegit mitzvo shenis. Avo kulon chalotim mechelkei hu avoida. Hamitzuva mimenu. Yitz'ale b'yom manemorim bohem. Ukfar izboye she'in boinim chelkei ha-mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. But it's a different mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah of Osali Mikdosh. It's part of the mitzvah from Avodah. And then he said, Ulechem lo inim na'anach na'atziyis ha-shulchon va'mineiro va'mizbeach mitzvah na'atshnis avinu losum lechem lefon ha'itomim v'tzivo ha'itzoro behechshu Avodah azay shehiz osum ha'itzor v'shulchon. So it means that the mitzvah, that the Asiyas HaShulchan is a chelik of the mitzvah Lechem Aponim. It's not a Hagdoma. The mitzvah is Shulchan and Lechem Aponim. The mitzvah is Menorah with Havloka. The mitzvah is Mizbeach HaPnimi together with Haktoras HaSeres. He's putting, he equates these together with Big Day Kuhuna together with Avodah. It's a chelik mechelik avoda. So it's not the akdomis of Shurish Yud, which is a prelude to a mitzvah, but it really is part of the mitzvah. But it's not part of the mitzvah of mikdash, it's part of the mitzvah of avoda. So then it comes out that Haga, there's no kiyum of the vicious big dekuna shalibishat avoida. And the levisha bishat avoida is part of the avoida. And it's like the shulchan to lechem aponim. And the mitzvah is not the asiyah v'echatinsa. But, you see, again, here it comes out, the same way I talked about, maybe the mikdash is not the asiyas ha-mikdash, the mikdash is kayim. The mitzvah of shulchan is not the asiyas ha-shulchan, but the mitzvah of the shulchan is kayim together with lechem aponim. The mitzvah of the menorah is kayim together with davloka. Because the asiyah from the shulchan, you don't have anything. That's only akdoma l'chayim. But he's talking about the mitzvah of menorah is not the asiyas ha-menorah, but the asiyas ha-menorah is the fact that the menorah is kayim together with the halacha, or that the shulchan is kayim together with the lechem aponim. It's a whole different look on things. And the same type of look that we had, where the Rambam says over here, the mitzvah of mikdash is not the maisa asiyah, but that the mikdash is kayim. So it means, again, that when the Rambam says, he says, "V'lehukshe ve'ein ha'atam she'kosa bo'yarav, she'oma she'ein chelke mechelke ha'mikdosh, chelke mechelke ha'mikdosh, ki she'ein ha'kelem, chelke ha'bayis, elehim sh'ayim, mitzvah z'eimak v'zu v'zu, u'makrim ba'bayis, afo pi she'ein bo'y kelem elu." So you would have said the kelim elu is the kelim of the hekel, because you need them as bear. Because makri mafri shenei bayis, but you need them as bear. Right?
Didn't you just say this bechot?
What?
Didn't you just say this?
I understand, that's what I'm asking. But you need. You could, in other words, whatever you're talking about, Lachem, what he means is you don't need the other kelim that are not necessary. You know, you can do the shulchan without the other kelim. Each kelim is independent. L'chayis is the whole portion. You can't have, because even without the bias, you need the mizbeach for that korban. So the Chayra, that what he says, he's not a makrim b'bayis, afpi she'ein bo kelim elu, he's not referring b'chal to the Gemara makrim afpi she'ein bayis, and the Gemara makrim afpi she'ein bayis means that the Kedushas mokoy is kayim even though the mechitza is not there anymore. Because that's the Gemara always says, kitchen rishon, kitchen l'shai, kitchen l'shai, and makriv mafrishin bayis, kitchen rishon, kitchen l'shai, kitchen l'shai, every time when the Gemara quoted. So the hechshev akovus kavonus is told to smokin. But yeah, and therefore Rashi says that if loy kitchen l'shai, you require kloyim to make to smokin mazor, because you require pesach oil moed. That's Rashi Megillah that Yudim and Aleph, Kloim Lehekel, Kol Tach Adaita, Mokum Choyim is Hekel, Shein is Beyach Bonu, Bazo, Kol Yashay Pesach Oil Moed, Shil Molek Kein, Loye Makli, Machi Gamar Binyan, Beyim is Chilu, Laakir Chobonus, Mishabo, Shal Bimei Kodesh, Kmo Shkosa Besei Be'ezer, Ve'aretz Ushnayin Shano, Akhre Kein, Lo Nigma Bayit, Bishnato means, that you have a bishmokin, that's all he's trying to do. Or you don't have a bishmokin, you need this priesthood from Kalei Chotzer. So, since you don't need a bias at all, L'chei L'Ramban has to be interpreted differently than it means that Makrivim Apishen Bekeil Malolo. Because we said that Makrim Mapishen Bayis is a separate Hetak Krovah. There's no Kiyumak Krovah. It's a separate Hetak Krovah. Here the Ramban is talking about a Kiyumak Krovah. If you have the Bayis and you have the Keili, Shemakrim Nolov, you have everything. And it's the real Kiyum. And it's the end of the Kiyumak Krovah. So then it should come out, hello, see I'm wondering, I said what Rebbe used to say, that bayis boni and bayis she'eva boni are not the same, even though kitchen rishon and kitchen l'shai to kitchen l'shai, because the din of, you're not chai malchus or matu mum b'kotchim b'zman hazeh. So I'm just, according to him, it should come out that if you have a bias, and you don't have the kalim, there might be a lav in the chiv malchus of matamum. Because the Ram says the kalim and the bias is two separate mitzvahs. And the bias bonui is bias bonui. You have a beis hamikdash. So you need a mizbeach b'teres machshir, but doesn't do the kiyum hakrovah. But you need for the kiyum hakrovah itself, as the same way shulchan is part of the kiyum of lechem aponim, and menorah is part of the kiyum malocha. I assume mizbeach is part of the kiyum hakrovah. That's what should come out according to him. So I would say the opposite. If the bias is not there, according to Rabbi, but the Mizbeach is there, there's no Matumum. There's no Chiyu Malkus. And maybe in Biskulov, I don't know if it's Chosam Aisa, maybe according to Biskulov, if the Mizbeach is there, there's no bias, there might be Chiyu Malkus for Matumum. Even though the Ram says it depends upon bias. Not about Mizbeach. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
That you should look over the grids in Zvokam and Nunhei. We quote Tzav Chaim about Minuskam Mizbeach, so you can look over that. That says that grid over there, Nunhei Mizbeach, in Zvokam. Okay. Then, the Ramban says, in Lamed Gimel, Ulchein etzli, asiyas olam v'kaporet, losum shomo edus, timne mitzvus ne'atmoy, v'altakshav loima, shuloi timne, shuloi nitzaviru v'deireis, v'loi nas el ruches habris, u'v'vai sheni, shuloi hoi oloi, shenignaz mehem, ol kidibu oime, shegol l'boro, v'loi osu oloi n'acher, shai kvar mona olav, Maso al kotev mitzvah lepnei lefisha mitzvah he kayem from the days. We're all in luchos habris kayem on the oilam. Um mitzvah siyasa b'levim over kohanim. Eino nigda b'zman. El kod man shim so on the mitzvah l'nosa b'kotev v'yol hu osa l'igoveis omein b'meheru v'yomeinu. Yiyye omein b'meheru v'yomeinu yiyye b'meheru. והנה היא מצווה מכלל המצווית, הכל וזה דרך. וכמו שאונו מונה רב, מסו אורן, כן באמת תמנה עשיוס עם מצווה, מכלל מצווה עשה, לפי שהיועצי מצווה קיימת לנו. ואויד, שאם נעלה על דעתנו, חס ושאולן, שיעובד או ישודר, מצווה לעשוי עשוי, כמידו הראשונו, לא שום שום מוכריס, for Eidus, he b'chach nitzavinu. The mitzvah is, asi etza olam for luchos. V'hine, mikol mokoy, he mitzvah miyuchedes b'nei atmo, eino hechshe mitzvah acheres, ki menoiro, u'v'hamizbeches v'ashulchon. It's not a part of a separate avodah, but it's a separate mitzvah. And the mitzvah is, asi etza olam, losum bo'et ha'luchos. And so then the mitzvah behechetim is only if they're luchais to put into the oven. But if there's no luchais, there's no mitzvah to make an oven. Now there's no mitzvah, you can't mekayim it. The mitzvah is to make, it's not the pshat, I think the Mikdash Dovid says they didn't make an oven by sheni because you can't, there was no shemen ha-mishcha, so you have to have a kilu mechanchin derech avodah. There was no oven, there was no luchais to put in. It's not a chesolon in a chesolon chimuch. Although the ganze chesolon olein is an olein for luchos. And that's the same shtickle that Rav Moshe, the Rebbe said over from father, that's why olein was different than other kelim. Other kelim, they brought in the shulchan and they put on the lechem. In olein, they brought in the olein with the luchos inside. Because on Olin, on Luchas is nothing. On the other chesed from Olin is Luchas. So it's nothing to do. So then it comes out according to the Ramban that the Olin is nothing to do with the mitzvah for Asli Mitzvah. So it's the Napoch Koi when he says a Chumash. The Chumash, or that the mitzvah from Mikdash, from Mishkan, is a mokum for Shechina, and the Chorin. And according, when it comes out and say for mitzvahs, that the mitzvah from Olin is a separate mitzvah from the mitzvahs, nothing to do with Mikdash. So it's just the opposite. That's what it's saying. Where the Rambam, from Riyata, what you would say in Shurish and Beis, is the opposite of what he says in Mishnah Torah, and in Mitzvah Chof, and say for mitzvahs. But more clearly, what the Ramban says in Chumash and what the Ramban presents in Mitzvah Seh Lamed Gimel is certainly the opposite. I don't know how you can count and say that the Ikar for Mikdash, what he says in Shmos, and when he's talking about the Aseret HaDibros, the Ikar for Mikdash, for Mishkan, is the Olin, and to say the Olin is a separate Mitzvah. Now, you can say it, Chesed, I don't know, but you need a lot of work. Now, just want to end off with a kasha, okay?
In Shmos, is he talking there about the Makom Dibur with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Hemshech of...
He says, V'hine hei kadoshim uin shia b'hem mikdash ra shechinata b'hem l'chein siva t'chilo al dvar ha-mishkan shia lo yibayis b'seichom m'kudosh shmo v'shoim yidabi Moshe v'yitav as b'nei Yisrael v'ni ika ha-chefetz b'mishkan u'mokam menuchas ha-shechino shua oloi כמו שאומר ונועדתי לך שום ודיברתי איתך מעט הפרס אל תהיקתי בעולם בכפורס וכאן שום מוקדם במחלות. It's pretty clear, I don't know, you want to change it around? Whatever you want.
It couldn't be just that it's for that Zman of talking to Moshe Rabbeinu that was the Iker, but it doesn't mean to say that there is...
But there's no other mitzvah so why make it taste it? You want to do it, you need a lot of work to do that. But, you know, the swast of what he's saying over here seems to be a little bit different. That's what I would say, but chesed, I don't know. Ich weiß gar nicht. Now I want to ask you kashas, according to everyone, okay? Do you show me in Megillah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudbeis, that Yasa B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Zet Simen, Kol Zman Sha'olim Yibifnim, Habomis Asurois. Yotza, Habomis Mutalois. Then you shall be with the Ira Bo, Kumei Rav Yatsa, Afil Lishor, Konahi De Eli. So it's going on and on. I don't know exactly how far, but they're asking about Eli. They're asking about Shiloh. Okay? Okay, I'm just trying to say that Rabbi Yonatan over here, you can look at, and you should look at the whole Yerushalmi inside. It's accepted. I have a lot of O's over here on this Yerushalmi. I don't want to get involved because you haven't seen Yerushalmi, so I just want to ask my question. And if you want, you can talk about it more. But I see the preceptors. I might much went to town here. Because preceptors, at the end of the book, most you might want to see. Preceptors, you probably know them, but okay. Now, Ezer Bomo Gedela, at the end of the book, Ezer Bomo Gedela, Bishat Heta Bomo, Oil Moi Nosi Kedakoi, Ein Ha'ola Nosin Shom. Vizesha, וזה שאומר שדין משכן יש לו רק כשהוא משכן או עדוס, שעדוס נוסם בו. That's one of the משך, that's the משך חוכמה. I said, okay, good, we'll see. Yeah, there's a lot of work over here, okay? Okay, now, I just want to ask you the kasha. So, the Easter Bomboys, L'chayu comes out, El Pesach, because it's El Pesach Oil Moyer Lo Yeviyu. El Pesach Oil Moyer Lo Yeviyu, because that's the problem of Govah's Chutz. So, Hamachayu B'Shut Echutz, V'Shem Oil Moyer Toli Ba'olim B'Fnim. V'im Kein Nil Ba'olim, She'olim Hichal Hashem B'Mishkan U'Mitzosh. V'im Yesh Kiyum Shav Yosani Mitzosh, without Olim, because the Yishalmi is going on Shiloh, right? And the Olim, L'Cheira, it comes out as the Chal Hashem and Binyan HaMikdash, because that's what the Yishalmi is talking about. Yishalmi is talking about Shiloh also. So how can you say that the Olim is not Ma'akim and Bayis? If the whole Pesach Olim Moyeh depends upon all in over there, and say the all is not makin and bayis. That l'chay is what the Ramban seems to say. And l'chay the Rambam, both in Mishneh Torah, and maybe in Mitzvah Chof, the question what Zulatim is, but certainly Mishneh Torah and Shiva Kalim, that the all is not part of Klei HaMikdash. If the all is not part of Klei HaMikdash, so what does it do with Shukri Chutz? What does it do with Shem Pesach Olam Moed? That's what I would ask.
Chesed.
the Rebbe's by chain, there was no Aron. So
I don't know if that's true. My Rebbe used to open the Rambam. And he used to open up a pair of dollars. Some people say it's a mechira. And he used to say, that's wrong, that's not the shot. He used to read like this. He used to say, as we state in Rambam, the Rambam says, Ubei shebon shleim es habayis, v'yod shesheb v'lichoreb, bon amokon lovrus, lignoiz v'y ha'oron, lamate v'matmuriyoiz, amukleiz v'alpalpoleiz, ויושיעו המלך ציבו בגונגרי, במוקרים שבו נשלם, ושניהם הווים הלווים מבינים לכל ישראל, הקדש לשם תנו את ארון הקדש, בבית שבו נשלם, בן דוד, מלך ישראל, אין לכם מטו בכותב עתו, איבדו את השם אלוקיכם. So he says, it's a bias with all of them. That's what he used to say. He said, that's John Rami, you can start yourself, that's what he used to say. Now. Okay. Now, he says like this. So that's the kasha. I don't know, Chesed. There's some of the answer to it, but certainly, oh, you should have. There's a lot more on that, but you still need to think about it. Now, when the Ram says, he says, V'achakach bo'e l'tayeh chaloko v'echie osu, hine ein roi limnois, Ko ma she'oma boy yatsitsa mitzvah b'nei atzma. So it comes out that chalokim are not a separate mitzvah. Correct? So the chalok, it comes out the klei ha-mikdash are the chalik of binyan of mitzvah binyan ha-mikdash, right? Now, what's happening over here? It comes out, the question is, which kalim are we talking about a part of the mitzvah binyan hamikdash? The kelim that the Torah with mitzvah batsiyosan can be eichas hamaisa, and those kelim are part of the mitzvah batsiyos hamikdash, and even the mizbeach apnimi in parashat Tisav, which is later. So it comes out not all the 96 klishores of the mikdash are part of the mitzvah atzias hamikdash, but those kalim which were part of the chalik of the atzias hamikdash of the be'ech hamaisa. So the question is, how do you know which ones? What about the klei ha-shulchan, which the Torah also said tzibui about, and all the klei amenera, all the various kalim that it's talking about, in each of the kalim, it has the kalim which are used for the, for that closed kalim. Okay? Maybe they're also part of the mitzvah for Matthias and Mikdash. So Rebbe asked his Kasha in Igris HaGzid, and he said, the father, when we're at the father, he says that it's only that the kalim which are chalik of the binyan and Mikdash, because they kfuim b'mekaimov and the chelik of the mikdash. Only those are kium on akium b'mekaimov. But stam kalim, even though it was a mitzvah to make them, if there was no kviyas mokain for them, they're not part of the mitzvah b'nyan mikdash. That's why it's only zayin. That's what he said. And the Rambam v'chera, if you look at mitzvah chav, says this. Because the Rambam says, Ukfahis Bayalu Dine Mitzvizu Bichlolo Kloima Binyana Mikdosh Vitamnitsai Ubinyana Mizbeah Vidino Ib Mitsechta Hamukhuberis Lazu Vihi Mitsechis Midai Vhinis Boyet Habnit Haminoiro Vashukhan Umitbach Hazov Umikomum Beheko. What do you say Umikomum Beheko? So I thought he was alluding to what everyone wanted to say, that these kalim are only part of mikdash, the mitzvah of Masiyas and mikdash, because it's kvuim b'makrimah. However, this etim shtikl teva. The kvum mekayim is a chalashen and mitzvah and binyan hamikdash requires explanation. Because since it's the bir eichas hamaisa, why is it that the bir eichas hamaisa should only depend upon mekayim kvuim mitzvah? The bir eichas hamaisa, all these things, that's what the mitzvah was in the mikdash. So it means all the kelim and eichas, all the kelim and eichas are part of it. If you tell me that the Be'echas HaMaisa is only a tear of Tzuas HaMikdosh, then it's okay. But L'chor you can't say that. Because we said that when you talk about L'chor Mikdosh, an example, that the Mikdosh is Kayim, and the same way Teir Zachatos, we said the Mriku Shtifa is part of Teir Zachatos. Even though it has nothing to do with the Maisa Akrobo, and Shvius Klicheres, and Kibbutz Damchatos, so it means any tzibur which is kosher to the mitzvah is mechal be'echas hamaisa. So the chayr should be who adin, it should be poshut, that the klei ha'shulchan also should be. Why should you say that the klei ha'shulchan should be worse than Riku Shtifa and Kibbutz Damchatos? And even it's the chera, it's near a portion, according to Rav Chaim, and also my Rebbe, who have the opinion of Chaim is safer in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Aleph, where he says that that Akov Iksav is the psul, and my Rebbe in Kovitz Chnushe Teira, Binyan Bidas HaMizbeah, said that it did our public sabbat tzul is likuva. Which is not like the patches of the game in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, in Simon Kuf Memala Sifchet, we talked about the midas of the menorah, and he says the chayre is not likuva. You look, you'll see the game. So the chayra, what you're going to have to say, according to Rav Chaim Marud, where they say that if you say that Kovik Sav is Rikuva, the chayra comes out that Kovik Sav is a Pirush of Mekubo. Memoshe Rabbeinu to Meforish the mitzvah of Lassel Mikdash. Otherwise, how could it be Rikuva?
Remember that Kovik Sav is also on the Kelim?
Yeah.
So I can't say that Kelim and Nechal and, I mean, the Kelim like the Mizrach.
The Mizrach, I don't know if it is our Kovik Sav, I don't know if the Mizrach is there and our Kovik Sav there. I don't know if that's true. So the Chira, then if you say that, that's the Bir and the Medrash, the Gabi, the Mesiris, and Megillah. That the Medrash says, the Medrash Shmuel, the Atis Yatsu, the Shpata, Etchem, Rabbi Yirmiya, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchok, Megillah, Beit HaMikdash, Shemotah Kodesh Bochu, Lemeshe Bamido, Oto Tapir Shemakubo, Hotahu Dixi, Beata Poa Modi Modi, Omad Moshe Motu Yeshua Bamido, Hadu Dixi, Koret Yeshua Vitiatu, Omad Yeshua Motu is Caleb, Bamido, Hadu Dixi, Vayat of Yeshua, as called Shifte Israel, Kamovi Yatu, Omad Caleb Motu Levim, Bamido. V'at nisyatu omdu nevir motu l'dovi b'amida v'les l'kayim omad dovi motu l'shlovi b'roi b'amida v'atu Hashem koneini v'akimeini v'ashram alehem hakol b'ksav melamed shenitna b'mitzeres olai hiskil melamed shenitna b'ruh ha'kodesh v'tavnis kol asher boi hoye b'ruach imoy. So the question only is, it could be it's a Pirush HaMekubo, and then everything would fit. And it could be that these kelim are chelik of mikdash as part of Pirush HaMekubo. But then it becomes very strange. And so be a lama. Shah Kalim Shitzavale and Ainu Khilikam. So the question is, which Kalim do you talk about? It becomes just very confusing. Where do you draw the line? How do you say, even if it's a call b'ksav, you have to go to a call b'ksav and work it out and see if it works out. Because it's not clear that what goes on in the call b'ksav is the same as the Bira Eichas HaMaisa. So how the Ram's Bira Eichas HaMaisa, and it only goes to these Kalim and not to the Kliya Shulchan, is still very strange. Batzlocha.
Pick up Mizbeach Chitzan, the Rambam.